Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And so excited about our show, as always. And for those of you, I hope you're enjoying the weather, pretty much. Those of you that are in the U.S., pretty much everywhere right now, we're getting really nice weather, unless you're on the other side of the world. And, yeah, so today we are going to have more of an educational show. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. Do any of you listening right now own property and ever thought about maybe just pulling a lot off? Is your property large enough that you can possibly divide one lot off, maybe sell it, and still keep the house you're in? Had you ever thought about that? Today's show, we're talking about how to monetize your property if you can divide, spot lots, and more. It's also great for buyers, because if you're buying a property, we're going to have a lot of good tips today in what to look for, how to protect yourself, etc. So we'll definitely give you a lot of food for thought. A lot of things when you're going in there to do them, and if you're a homeowner, looking at small project, there's so many things out there that people say, oh, I can't do this, or that's too hard to do, or it's going to cost too much money, and they never think about it at all until somebody mentions it. Hopefully a good real estate agent, if you're working with them, or an attorney you know, may mention it if you bring it up. But many people are not going to bring it up in the situation, in a conversation when you're typically dealing with people day to day, that, hey, you know, I have a parcel of land that can be divided. You could have a quarter-acre lot, a half-an-acre lot, an acre lot, depending on where you live, which community, you still may be able to divide or pull a lot off of that and monetize it and sell it, or sell it to a builder, or even build on it and then sell a whole package, sell the house with the lot together. So it doesn't mean you have to have so many acres to be able to divide a property. And I get that a lot. People are looking at their assets, maybe lost a lot of money in the stock market in the past. Changes happen, things happen, life happens, and they're looking at how they can actually reap more equity. Or some people want to stay in their home and they're looking at retirement or past then. There's just so many situations that happen, and many times no one's even thinking about the possibility that you've got it right there. As they've said many years, they're not making any more land. Of that is, of course, unless you live near a volcano. In Hawaii, we have the luxury on the Big Island of getting more land, but how long is that going to take before anyone's actually going to be able to use it? So they used to talk about, you've heard in the gold rush, there's gold in them there hills. Well, there's actually gold in your property. There's lots of gold right in your property if you can divide it. So it's pretty interesting. And in Hawaii, when they divide a small lot, they call it CPRing it instead of doing a small subdivision. In a lot of states, they just, you know, it's you're dividing spot lots. Just depends on where you are. But what we're going to go over today actually covers some issues and things to look for no matter where you are in the U.S. I can't I can't speak for out of the country or different other countries. We have a lot of people we work with around the world through our networks and the groups that we belong to. So if you are in another country and you're listening today, feel free to email us at radio@realityuniversal.com, and we can put you in touch with people in your area. So it's definitely worth looking at. So what happened? Let me give you an example. Why would you want to subdivide your land if it's just a small lot? Because if you can actually still have your house and it's property that you're not using every day and that you really need, you can actually take that profit and sell it and make a profit. A lot of people may have larger parcels of land. You may have a farm, or you may be thinking about buying something. And there's lots of builders, developers, they'll go in and they'll work with their engineers and attorneys, and they'll try to find a parcel that can be divided. And you see that happening all the time, how our developments go up. We see farms, we see open space. Next thing you know, there's lots of property on that property. So that's an entire business in itself for developers. Developers will typically go and look for small project, large projects, depends on who the developer is, on the size of the property and what they get into. But a lot of the rules are the same, except when you're just dividing off one lot or two lot, that's more of a small, easy thing to do. When you get into doing three or more lots, you're getting into the small subdivisions and then more and more minor subdivisions, large subdivisions, and that can entail a lot more to get involved in. Before you do any of this, before you're thinking of it, you definitely want to check with your county in your city, your county zoning and planning office. You can actually go right in. You can call them as well and get all the information that you can on if you want to divide a lot. So for the sake of today, we're going to mainly be talking about small lots, just somebody that wants to pull something off, and then throwing in some tips about larger situations. So there's many reasons to divide, or maybe possibly you have family members and you want to get another lot for your son or daughter or your relatives and want to do that as well. It also increases the marketability of your house and your property and your assets. You can, always the big thing to me is to save some land for yourself and then still make a profit and do something with it. So there's just a lot of ways to do this. It's really important to evaluate the feasibility of subdividing your land. And how you do that is check with the county. You want to find out what your zoning is first. We have different zonings. I'm going to get in Hawaii. Most places it's pretty easy to find out what your zoning is, see what your lot size is, and then you can calculate out and figure out how many properties you can get. It's amazing to me that on a 10,000 square foot lot, which is kind of tiny if you're on the mainland, you can still divide it. So, and it's different if you're in residential or commercial. We're not going to have time today to go over all the different codes and where you are, et cetera, from community to community, but you can actually contact your local zoning, planning, and permitting office, and you can find out what your zoning is. Some of your tax records will have your zoning right on your tax record, on your tax bill. Thank God with the Internet now that it's so easy to find out this information. And so the first thing is you're going to need to know what the zoning is for the land use and how much land you need. So if you have an acre, can you divide up to three properties, five properties, one an acre, can you only do one? When you find out your zoning and then go to planning and permitting, you want to see what restrictions you have in your community. So if you have a homeowners association, you want to pull those documents out and see if there's any restrictions on dividing land. And many times the homeowners associations will expire after 20 years. It depends on where you are and what's written into their rules and laws, into the regulations. So that's something you want to find out to see if they could stop you, because there's different layers of being able to do this and not being able to do this, but it's definitely worth checking out. So check your zoning, check your land and size, check if you have any association to see if there's any restrictions there. The zoning office is going to be able to help you with other restrictions to see if there's any restrictions that they know of in your community or with roads or any potential roads or any bridges or anything coming up, you can go into your planning and zoning office and find out what the 10-year plan is, what your future plan is. This is definitely worth doing if you're considering or thinking about possibly pulling a lot off or finding out if you can. It's always excellent to confer with a consult with a real estate attorney. Also, real estate agents and brokers are going to be more aware of this. It depends on their level of expertise and what they've done as to how much they'll know, but they should be able to point you in the right direction. It's worth spending even an hour after you do pull the information with the permitting zoning office to consult with a real estate attorney that deals in with engineers in developing, because you may not be much to pay that attorney for 1 hour worth of consultation to find out what the likelihood is of doing this on your property. When you go in and you start investigating all this, you'll be able to find out the pricing, how much it costs to divide, what the pitfalls are, what's possible. Now, if you want to do this and you just need to pull off be able to build another home on your property for your family and you don't want to divide, you can also check into those rules. Sometimes the zoning allows it right away. Sometimes zonings allow you to have a barn or a tenant house. And it's important. I like to bring this up, though, because I can't tell you how many times people just said, no, I have no clue. I don't know if I can do this or not. Now, your property may be grandfathered in from certain taxes, or you may be grandfathered in and you have a sewer system, not a sewer system, you have a septic system or a cesspool. And if you build another lot, you may be required to have a sewer system, public sewer, put in. If that's the case, then you would want to find out how far away the public sewer system is. If they're making it mandatory, hopefully it's not that far away. I remember years ago being $90 a foot, which is just an arbitrary number I'm throwing out there because things have changed, so you have to see how much that's going to cost. But it's important to not feel overwhelmed with this and see, because it doesn't hurt. So a lot of this information you'll be able to find out for free. And, of course, there are costs in dividing, costs in developing, and that can be found out also through the permitting and zoning office and through a good real estate attorney that does developing. If you have a large parcel of land, and when I say large, even 10 acres, there's some areas, 10 acres may get a developer 30 or 40 homes or townhomes. So if you have a larger parcel of land, you may want to think about dividing your property and selling it to a developer, a builder. There's just all these different things. And feel free to please email us at radio@realityuniversal.com, or you can go to realityuniversal.com and post your questions, email questions, actually. You can't post them there, but and we'll definitely get back to you, somebody to get in touch with you and also point you in the right direction in your area. Because there's just so much. We never have time on this show to go over everything. My desire and hope always is to give everybody food for thought and to inspire you to take action, not to just say, oh, it's too big of a project, oh, it's too much, or we'll never do it, or we don't have the money. Because this is giving you money. You may have money sitting there that you need, or that property that you don't need that you want to make money in that it can work out. So that's my hope always, is to give hope and food for thought so that you go in the directions and you start thinking about putting something in place that you never thought you could. But we don't have enough time to go over all the details and the ins and the outs on every show. So that's the beauty of it, though. But we get to we have a lot of people that be able to move forward and thank us for even pointing things out. So say you've got, for example, say you have 5 or 10 acres and you think, well, it's not much, but a developer would want your property. If you develop your property and then sell it to a builder, you typically will get more money for those lots than if you strictly sell it straight to a developer. Most of the developers, but not all, most of the developers are going to develop it, and then they may just sell it out to a builder. So they have to have their carrying cost in there to be able to take your land, pay the attorneys, pay the engineers, and split everything up to get to the point of being able to have buildable lots, which then they in turn would sell to a developer. Unless some developers are builders as well, and they'll go ahead and sell that in-house. But if you, it depending on what the costs are involved, if you're selling finished lots, you're going to make a lot more money. Now, many people aren't going to have the money to develop that out, and they're going to say, no, I want to go in and just go ahead and work with a developer. But what about working with a developer and getting part of that equity? Why do you have to just sell your lots? The developer's going to come in and try to get the cheapest, best price they can because that they're negotiating. They're a buyer. So, and you may think, okay, well, this is the best I can get. Why not work through it and structure it to where you're getting the same amount of money that you would if it was finished lots, if you can structure it and negotiate it a certain way. And again, there's just so many things to get into in that, but that can give you a lot more money. So it's good to think about that as well when you're doing this. So you don't always have to just sell out. You can partner. Now, when we hear the big word partner, you want to check with legal advice as far as how you're partnering. I think to me, if I was going to do sell off land, I would want all the liability to be on the builder, developer. I would just want to share in the profit. Of course, they're going to have to do their feasibility studies. They're going to have to see what liability is there. But there's ways to structure it and negotiate it so that you can actually get more money than if you just think, oh, it's too much. Okay, fine. Okay, great. I can't do this myself. Just take it for a song. Don't do that. And the way you can, you know, avoid that is make sure that you find out what the prices are before and after. Do your homework. Talk to the attorneys. Talk to the real estate people and go from there. So if you are just trying to pull one lot off or two lots, typically one lot is going to be very easy. Now, in Hawaii, they call it CPR. You're still going to have to CPR. You're not going to have to do a full-blown subdivision. But they still do make you go through the rules. You have to have the engineering work done, the plans done. You have still have to submit drawings. You have to file for everything, all the procedures. You have to do a public commission report. You still have to give rules if there's any. So if you're just pulling one off, it's still, they're called a CPR, but it's easier. It's not going to be as entailed as a small subdivision. Same thing in a lot of different states. You're going to be doing a small spot lot. It's going to be much quicker. You might be able to divide this off in 3 to 6 months, whereas a subdivisions will take 2 to 3 plus years before they're going to actually usually start building. So it's worth it for you to check into this because you may find that it's real easy and quick to get this done. Different towns, different areas, some places charge impact fees if you're going to build on the lot. All of this information you want to find out before you start spending your money moving forward on the lot. Also, you want to check. Typically, neighbors usually have the right to agree or disagree if they find any problem with dividing your lot, so you want to check that out if there's any issues with that. And all the regulations, current zonings, see if anything's going on. When I first talked a little bit ago about finding out your 10-year plan, that's going to show you, are there any roads coming through, any highways, anything that could affect you being able to do this right now? Or is there, or is your property going to be more valuable because maybe the county or the city, the government's going to need a part of your property? We call it eminent domain, but a lot of people have negative feelings about eminent domain. It depends on which side of the fence you're on. It also depends on how much they're offering you. But these are things you want to look at. So you want to plan and look at your highest and best use. You wouldn't want to pull off a lot and then say, oh, I'm sorry, I did that because I didn't know this was happening 5 or 10 years from now. A lot of information is public record. And the way that the planning gets done, it's really interesting when you get into planning, developments, playgrounds, schools, cities. It's very, very, I think it's wonderful the way it's put into place because all of these changes, there's a purpose and there's places to make sure that there's evaluations and studies and ways to make sure that it's a good thing for the community, not a negative thing for the community. And there's budgets that come in, monies that come in, funding comes in, our tax dollars pay for the infrastructure. A lot of people may not be aware of this, but many times builders end up paying, and developers paying for a lot of our infrastructure. When they want to put a development in, they may be required to put in curb and gutter and extend it into other areas just because they said, hey, if you're going to do this, we want this. So there's different requirements. So it's really interesting, though, when you get into the economics of all this on how it works, and we don't think about it. We live our lives day to day, but it's easy to try to look into and figure out and get good advice. I mean, you definitely don't want to – you want to deal with an expert and say, hey, what are the pros and cons? But I don't want you to be afraid of it either. So different things – there's different situations. So another thing, too, is if you have trees on your property and you think you may want to divide your property or – you're thinking of maybe you have a lot of trees on your property and you want to have a logger come in and get money that way. Before you do that and have a logger come in, if you think you may want to divide at some point, find out if there are any restrictions. Some areas have restrictions that if you log your property, you can't pull off or build on it for 5 years. So there's just different things. Because they're going to need, usually they need a permit in order to log, and it's going to be on record. And there could be fines and violations if you log and then you pull it off. The principle, and that's called the forestation. It's a forestation regulations that the zoning offices, that's put into place with the counties and different areas you live in. And the purpose behind forestation is there's monies that come into it, and it's also to protect the trees. It's also to make sure that we're having, when we take so many trees, that other trees are being put back. Or there's a plan there. So that's why you couldn't just in some areas completely log out all your property, sell that off, and then start dividing more and tearing down more trees. So that's another thing to think about if you're going to divide or if you're thinking about logging or pulling some neat logs off to sell or wood. If you're going to divide, just check on that. So it may sound overwhelming, but it's not. Email us at radio@realityuniversal or go to realityuniversal.com and pose your question. And it's not as hard as it seems if you're doing a small one. So you want to think about that. Nothing is worse is to get into it and then find out that you ran out of money to do it or that you can't finish it. And if you're gonna if you're going to do a partnership with somebody, please check the people out, their background, their history, get references, talk to an attorney, make sure your deal is structured so that you have a great exit strategy, and you're not tied into anything that can hurt you. So, I'm gonna point out a couple things. If you're buying property, we're doing this in the reverse. You definitely need a feasibility study as well. And if you're buying a lot, ask for the longest feasibility period they'll give you. So if if they'll give you 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, take it. I don't think a week is enough for a feasibility study. And what a feasibility study is, if it's written well into the contract, a feasibility study is wide open for you to check the feasibility of building or dividing or doing what you're going to do with this property. That applies to many different properties that you would be buying if there's any zoning issues involved or you have a certain use that you want to use the property for. So the feasibility study is when you're going to be able to check everything out. If it's written well into the contract, if there's anything at all that you're not happy with, you can cancel the contract and get your money back. But I would not buy any land at all without a feasibility study. Even if it's in the multiple listing system, it's listed with agents, brokers, and they say everything's good here, you can build this. You put in a feasibility study. You still check with the county and the zoning office. If you're buying a property and you're only going to put up one house, you still have to make sure that the size house that you want is going to fit on that lot. For example, you may have a quarter-acre lot that you're buying and you want to put a rancher on that property. And because of the restrictions, they're going to have front lot restrictions. It's going to be the size of the front lot. There's going to be setback in the back. There's going to be setback in the front. There's going to be setbacks on the side. So you will have restrictions on where you can place a house on this property. If the property is too narrow, you may not be able to fit a rancher on that property where the rancher faces the road because it's too narrow. So you need to find out if this is going to work for you. You just don't want to grab it and say, "Hey, this will work." There is a type of rancher called a shotgun rancher, and what that is it just means you take the rancher and you turn it around, turn it sideways, and that's called a shotgun rancher. That may work because the frontage will be the side of the house on the front of your lot. Is that what you want? Some people may not mind. Some people say, "No, I don't want my house situated that way. It's not going to look right for what I want." So you want to check this out, because in that situation, if you want to put a rancher along one story and you can't, you may be stuck putting a two-story colonial and you may not want a colonial. So as simple as this sounds, and it's very easy to check out, don't put yourself in a position where you don't check it out and you just go and do. Same thing when you're when the owner and you're going to pull off a spot lot, you're going to have to see, will that fit? Will it work? Sometimes people may have a lot and the zoning's perfect and they have enough land to split it into two properties, but the house was built in the middle of the lot and there's no way to split it up without tearing the house down. So, you know, all of these items have to be checked out. When you are buying and you're doing the feasibility study, you want to check with every aspect, because it's good to put in your contract that you want to make sure you have a feasibility and you also want a permit that you can build X type of property, X type of house, X type of building. Some of the people on the other side are going to say, "Hey, you know, you're buying the lot, you take it or else. We're not going to give you the length of time that you would need to get a full permit." And you have to work through that and make sure everything's covered. So you need to know. I mean, what if you have to put a well in and the property doesn't perk? So you need to. So all of this is important, because just like I was mentioning, the cities and counties and towns, they're put in pretty interestingly. It's very interesting how the infrastructure works. Just like if you've ever had a septic system, the septic system has to be a certain size for X amount of people. Could be that your septic system only is for four people and you need six people to be able to use a septic system. Well, it's not going to work without that. So all of this has to be checked out, and that's what the attorney and the agents can help you with if they're familiar with developing. Again, though, don't be afraid of it if it's just one lot and you own it, I mean, and you want to just pull off one lot. But all these things there's consideration into all of this. Just because a property's on the market doesn't mean that it can be sold the way that it's being portrayed that it can be sold. So you want to definitely do your feasibility. Feasibility is going to cover the permitting. When you go to a permit department, if you've never been in there, it's interesting. If you want to do this, I suggest take some time. Besides just Googling online, physically go to your zoning, county, and permit office. Physically go in there and look through the books. Talk to the people. Because in the permitting, you're going to have different departments. And there's going to be waste and water. There's going to be the waste and water, the sewer department, the planning department. There's different departments that will walk you through. And every department has to basically, I'm telling you this generically, okay, generally, but every department has to sign off on what each section before you're going to get that full permit, so that it's so that it's livable, that there's sewer and water is covered. The water may be by well, and if it's by well, you're going to need a perk test. If somebody tells you, "Oh, there was a well on here before, and it was 10 gallons a minute, it's perfect, and your zoning requirement's only 1 gallon a minute, but for some reason you can't get any more perk tests," I mean, it'd be rare if you had that, but it can happen. You can't do anything with the lot unless there's sewer and you can do hook up to sewer. So these things have to be checked out, but it's easy to check it out. And once you do this, if you get in there and you can learn how to do it, you may find that you want to go buy spot lots all the time because you have enough money to go do it. It's not going to be astronomical, and you flip it and make a profit. So there's just a lot of ways to do this. But beware. I personally don't like partnerships just because, I don't know, I just like to know that I'm in control of what I'm doing, but some of them can be good. You may have, but a lot of people do not realize they can do this, and that's what we're trying to go over Well, we are almost finished, too. We're not going to do any commercials today. And again, if you have any questions, the call-in number is 347-945-5428. Check for your restrictions also all the time when you're doing this. And it can be fun. There's a lot that you can actually do. You're going to need the things that are going to need. You're going to need to pay for a survey, or you're going to have to get a plat. You know, plat. But all of this, all of these details and all these steps are going to, you're going to find out from the permitting office as well. If somebody wants you to buy something and they're in the middle of dividing it off and they want you to give them money, so I wouldn't do that without making sure that you've checked everything out. And there's a lot of scenarios where you can actually keep the property in your family name, keep the title the same, and just add another building, add another house. So depending on what your situation is, it's hard for me. I'm just generally going over things today. It's hard to give you specifics. I can give you different examples. One thing I do want to mention, though, I had a situation happen. Well, I've been in this for so many years. I've seen a lot of situations. You want to make sure if a builder comes in and wants to buy your property and the builder says, okay, I can get X amount of lots. I'm offering you, say, $500,000 or $150,000, whatever it is, and I'm going to build over here, and this is what I want to do. Before you decide on the pricing, and hopefully you use, you know, an attorney and an agent, et cetera, before you find out the pricing, find out if that property that they can use can be accessed by any other way. Because if they have another way to access besides your access, they may be able to pull off more lots than what they're telling you. So I've seen a lot of small builders try to do this, or even the big builders, I guess. If they can maximize it, they're going to do it, and they're negotiating with you, so they want to get the best deal. So have somebody check. Like, for example, if they bought your neighbor's house, would that make a huge difference? Maybe your neighbor's interested in selling. Maybe you can approach them and say, hey, you want to go into this deal with me together, and we're going to make X amount of money. Just really be careful, because you want to see what the plans are, the full plans, what they're proposing. Some of these plans are going to change, because when they get into, if they're building a small subdivision or a larger subdivision, some things can change once they go and work with the planning departments and they work with the county, et cetera, city, whichever, where it depends on where you are, because one scenario can lead to another scenario. But be careful that when somebody's trying to get in one way and build like this, because there's several ways to do it. Sometimes they're going to come and buy your property just because they need an access way and they don't have any other way out of it. So if a builder is going to plan a project near you and the only reason they want to buy your property is because they don't have access, that your property just became worth a lot more money. Because if they have no other way to do it, they're going to pay you a lot more than just your regular market value of your property. Trust me, depending on the scenario. So just a lot to look out for. So we started off basically talking about if you're going to evaluate doing your property and subdividing yours. But it works both ways, if you're buying one or you're going to sell one. It's definitely, even if you know there's not any restrictions or any subdivision, that you definitely want to check with everybody, the local zoning, the subdivision, development laws, just everything, so you know all your limitations and all the regulations. So each thing you're going to confirm, like I was mentioning, you're also going to check out everything. Don't leave anything to whim, or, you know, especially after you're putting this money out. So just think of everything and anything you want to do with this property. I do recommend definitely getting the master plan and see what's going on around your area, because it may work out that you didn't know, and it's going to be worth a lot more later because of something happening. If you have property that's near commercial, you may want to get your property upzoned later. Most people, residential owners, aren't going to want to do that because they don't want to have that higher taxes and commercial in their neighborhood. Usually we have buffer zones where you won't have too much commercial right up to residential. But all of this is so interesting because, you know, there's value. Like I said, there's gold in them. They are lands. Like they always said, there really is. Sometimes one person's treasure is another person's trash, so to speak, because it all depends on what they're using it for, right? And it's one person's trash, or, oh, that's not any good, is another person's treasure. So a lots and lots of. Also, check. You want to check your land, too, and you want to make sure that what you're saying you own, because that's where you need a survey if you didn't get a survey when you first purchased your property. So that's where you want to work with an agent or an attorney and go through all this. It's. I do have somebody that just emailed in. They said they have 4 acres on their residential property, and the home is... Oh, it's on a river with a dock, and they said they've been told that they can develop the 4 acres into. I'm sorry, develop the 4 acres into 4 lots. Okay, it says there's easy access, but they might have a easy access to house that wouldn't interfere with their home. They have to put a sign up. They were told that they could. Okay. This person's asking about being told that they have 4 acres that they can divide into 4 extra lots, but they live on the river with a dock, and there's also a main road, but they were told they could actually provide access along a trail running along the side of my house, and that it wouldn't interfere with it. Okay, that's a really good – that's I can't go into all the details on this right now because we're almost ready to end the show. You can email us, and I'll put you in touch with some people that can help you with this. You definitely have to find out what the buffer zones are, if you can really do that, because there's going to be other restrictions with the water. Now, you said you're in on the river with a dock. Okay, so there's different restrictions depending on your area that will work with that. Also, how much you actually own. Sometimes people think they own all the way up to the water, and they don't. And in order to have a drive next to yours, there's going to have to be a certain amount of frontage. So really, there's a lot of answers to your question here, and I definitely would say email us. Well, we have your information right now. We've got your... You didn't put a phone number. If you want to go ahead and give us your contact information, we'll be happy to also get in touch with you to forward you the right people. It's important to deal with an attorney and find out the resources and check out your local zoning and all that. And also it's going to have to be going to have to figure out maybe you already have plats. I don't know. We'll email you a bunch of questions too that we have, because I need more information than this. Definitely want to may be interested in talking to a builder developer, seeing what they want to do, because they may do some of this feasibility work for you. Because you're going to be, a little bit all of it. So, okay. Okay, great. Great question. There's so many scenarios that we could go over, though, that really can work. So it looks like, but it depends on finding out what, like, for example, instead of getting 4 lots, you might get 3 lots, depending on what you find out with the lines and the restrictions. Or you may get more. Depends on your zoning. So, okay, well, we are, let's see. Looking at this, okay. You also want to talk to your accountant, too, to see how it's going to affect everything. The other thing, one thing I didn't mention, though, that I should have mentioned is if you have a loan on your property and you're going to need to check with your current lender to see if they'll allow this to be pulled off, and you'll have to get another appraisal. But there should be ways to work it out depending on the type of loan you have, if the value is still there. So you may be able to, they may be agree to a subordination, et cetera. So that's important. So we have a lot of list of questions when it comes to getting into this zoning and switching it. But please don't, one thing I want to mention is just don't be afraid of doing it. You could also tie in this to an exchange. If you want to divide your lot and you want to buy something else, you could actually tie that in. There's a lot of things you can do with that. You could be happy to have another house built there and then work with the builder and do a profit sharing on the getting the money out of the lot plus getting the money out of the house. It's in lots and lots to do. So we are wrapping up about how to monetize your property if you can divide spot lots and more. And remember, if you're on the purchasing side, do a really, really good feasibility study. Don't take any risks. Just because it's advertised and you're told that property can, you can build a certain type of property, don't trust that. Get in there and actually do your true feasibility study. And if you're selling, do the same thing. It's just knowledge is power, but you can do this. It's not as expensive as you may think, and profits are really nice. So to everybody out there, we are going to close off today, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. To everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.